Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hardly Heroes show.
You're recording? Maybe. Just making sure.
Yeah, we're recording.
Perfect.
We are recording.
All right. So, party. We're back in Stromheim. Yes, Stromheim. We're back Stromheim. In Stromheim. That's the place.
That's it.
It's a great city. And when we came back, you guys bought some property. And it's great. The real problem is now that you own it, it's under construction. And you can't fucking live in this place because it's noisy all the time. And you can't eat here. And you can't drink here. And you can't hang out here. And there's fucking dwarves everywhere. And there's dirt and all sorts of shit. And the sound of pounding.
I had a quick question.
Yeah.
Do we have to pay property taxes?
No one is currently collecting property taxes. That might change depending how the development of Stromheim's integration into the Empire of Drekkus goes. So it might pop
when
up.
Queen Wick shows up.
It might pop up down the road, but right now we don't worry about it.
Yeah, okay.
And her like knights haven't shown up or anything in the city, yeah?
You know, there have been some moments where foreign troops, foreign scum, have come on through, proceeding in the city. But they don't man the city walls. They don't like have a general presence here. But from time to time, you know, foreign dignitaries show up. There is stuff happening that usually goes through the northern exit of town, and you guys don't hang out there very much. But if you were to keep your ear to the street and be interested in that sort of stuff, you would hear about it from time to time.
Okay.
Let's go to the north.
Quick question. Yeah. Can we see the keep? I assume it rises high above the inner city walls.
You can see some sections of the keep.
Is there a flag?
Are they
flying the Empire of Drekkus banner, or are they flying
the Drekkusian Empire banner? Does fly as highest flag on the castle in the inner city? Yes.
Yeah. So they're already here. They're already in charge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know.
Yes. That's fine. It's fine. So the thing I wanted to ask you, gentlemen, is that your house here near the abandoned area is unlivable. So where are you going to live? Now, the obvious answer is you get a hotel for a while. But the only hotels are in the green zones because there's no point in opening an inn anywhere else. This is where all of the travelers come and go, and that's where all potential business might
be
for inns.
Hotel in the Redcoats area? We were talking about robbing them anyways.
Let's do it. Yeah. I think we look for a lead on some Redcoats.
Absolutely.
And let's go and stay in a hotel in the Redcoat district for a while.
Let's see, because Steel Team Six operates as a group, right? And Percival doesn't want to go to the Redcoat area. He hates the fucking nobles. He just got married.
We're gonna rob him, Percival.
He would rather not associate.
That's the whole thing. We're gonna get him.
Sierra.
What?
Would also rather hang out in the Slayers area because, according to Sierra, there's more attractive women on the south side of town than on the north side of town. And if we're going to be hanging out somewhere, might as well have some good eye candy.
You've just brought...
You just got her, girl.
This lady, she's standing right there, Sierra. You've just brought her back here.
Yeah, well, we got to go looking together for some extra booty, he says.
what do you think, Eraser?
The
Helmet is also thinking about keeping a low profile down in the Demon Slayer area, you know?
But what's so low profile about the Demon Slayer area?
Oh, no, just keeping a low profile over there. Like, he doesn't want to be seen around. But
why do they all want to go for the Demon Slayers, then?
Well, Percival doesn't want to be anywhere near the fucking Redcoats because they just remind him of the nobility that he hates and he'd rather just be away from them. Sierra is interested in the women. When you ask Helmet why the southern side of town is so much more compelling than the northern side of town, he does this sort of like... You know, you can't really ever see his facial expression, so he kind of looks left and he looks right. And then he looks at Sierra and just kind of nods along with Sierra, but doesn't say anything. Yeah.
Wait, is he doing it for the women as well?
You know, Helmet's a mysterious figure.
He
doesn't talk a lot.
With Sierra?
All right.
Well, Helmet, how about the Redcoats area? We could do a job. We're running a little low on money.
Yeah.
Don't we have like 1,000 platinum and a million gems?
10,000, and you know how we're living.
Yeah, but we still got to pay for the traps. and the skeleton pit and all of that. You know, they cover in the construction, but they're not going to cover the traps. So there's going to be more money to come.
Yeah, and it's closer to Harrow Way where all the skeletons are. So if we can't find any information on the Redcoats, we can go there easily.
By the time they finish all our building, we'll have spent most of this money on booze. I mean, look at the way we're living. Like, just this water. We were going through, like, 3 bottles of cauldron water a day at this point.
You're not going to be able to afford that coffee anymore, Percival.
That's right, yeah. The coffee, the cauldron water.
There's always someone to rob. We'll get a good job. We don't have to be... We could even stay in the Demon Slayer area and then just visit the Redcoat area. Right?
Who said that?
Percival.
No. All right. Well, what do you think, Eraser?
Yeah.
We're split so far.
You've got the deciding vote, Eraser, because it's going to be 3-3.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's up to Eraser to decide.
Eraser looks at the map in his mind, you know, thinking about the city. Well, we did just pull a job that involved the Demon Slayer's Gate in the south.
Yep.
I say we do the long game. We don't mess with them. You know, we do a little job there. We go somewhere else. We let people forget that they've seen us. We let them forget the shapes of our faces, you know? Everyone can just talk about the shitty copperheads. We laid low. We stay away from them. We go visit the northern side of town. You know, we rode through there recently, but we haven't done much in that area. Maybe.
Smart as always, boss.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, didn't the two of you pull a job on the Vallejo estate, though?
Yeah, but no that one that saw ago. Us.
Nobody it's saw the, us.
Well, some people saw us, but they won't be seeing anyone else.
They're in the sewers.
Well, I guess it sounds like one way or the other, someone might catch our pretty faces. Let's go north.
Yes!
And I sit down next to the person and I say, we don't even have to talk to any of them. I'll go to the bar. You can stay at the table. Oh, my headset went off.
Oh.
You can stay at the table. And, you know, we don't have to talk to any of them. We can just, we can do our own thing. We can hang out.
Hold on. Apparently, the sound is messed.
Oh.
Oh, now it's working. Thank you, Windows.
So my headset just turned itself off as well.
Yeah. I blame weird. Windows for everything.
As you should.
Yeah, well, as we
whatever
should.
It is, it had a hand in it, didn't it?
It did.
It was there, at least.
It was participating, passively or actively, in the downfall of
100% audio. Of errors. Include Windows.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Percival. I know you don't like them, but it's just a better place to get a job.
He grunts, and the party can head north to stay at an inn up here for a little while.
Come on, Lemon. You're coming with us.
So I should get a token from Lemon.
That's true.
What did you say? Get a job. It's very whimsical.
That's what Pigeon does. He's a whimsical guy.
It's a whimsical, kind of terrifying way.
All right, so Lemon, one of the first things we're going to be doing in the Green Zone is some shopping for Lemon. Because part of the promise is that she was going to not just be in with the gang, but also be able to, you know, wear the clothes and live the lavish lifestyle.
As she's shopping.
Oh, are we paying 100 gold a month for her, too?
No.
He's going to look at him. He knew.
He wants to.
How about
well,
we
tell me, are you going to...
50 gold stipend. That's good.
So you don't want her to have as good of a time as you. She doesn't get to party like you guys party. She doesn't get to dress nice. She doesn't get to wear fancy clothes and good jewelry.
Wait, here's
the other
question.
50 gold is
hang on,
for
hang on,
like
hang on.
The jobs and stuff. Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry.
Hang on. We just saved 25 gold a month minimum, right? I want that factored in.
That's true.
There's 25 gold a month saved minimum.
100%. All right. That's getting factored.
Okay. We will... Let me adjust our monthly expenses. I will add in, all right, 6 members
good.
Of
smart Nick.
Deal
we're gonna get our discount.
Team.
Yeah, we are. Otherwise, what was the point?
Oh, no
deal
more. Yeah,
team
something.
6, 100 GP each, and Lemon, 100 GP And
just 33 years, Nick, and we'll pay that off.
Yeah.
No rent minus 25 GP.
Huge.
Okay. Total is 675 GP per month.
So as she's buying all that shit, I shuffle up next to Sierra and I say, we're going to be out of money in no time. As we both watch his girlfriend shuffle through the thing.
Oh, come on. Look at her.
Yeah, I know. That's fine. I'm just saying we need to get back on the job.
That's our girlfriend, Luther.
You say so, Pigeon. I'd turn to Sarah and say, I'd still ask you first.
Sierra seems to be distracted by Lemon's latest outfit that she's trying on here.
Let's see it.
She puts on something like this and comes out to see what people say.
Whoa, what in the fuck?
Stunning, Lemon.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, you should take that.
I get an extra race.
Yeah, she'll get 100 gold a month, too.
We can't walk around
so fast.
We can't walk around the city with her looking like that.
Why not?
What do you mean? Like, everyone should stand out. No one's dressed like that around here.
She looks like a lady. Oh,
come on. She's a fancy one like that. Don't you want people to know who we are?
I look at her. You said she was a 10. Not a 10 out of 10, but a 10 out of 18.
She was also in her old garb.
I mean, that's the whole point of adding clothes.
I feel like this is like...
But look, man, that's the whole point of adding... Okay. All right. He goes over to her and he's like, Lemon, baby, these are fantastic. But these can't be your going out clothes, right? We're going to need layers. This is your A game outfit. And Lemon looks at him like, don't you fucking think I know the difference between a daily outfit and an A game outfit? You fucking idiot. How stupid. You know, she gives him the scathing look of a person who is talking
when
out of turn.
100%. Comes back, I say. Honeymoon period over already, eh?
Oh, yeah.
He shrugs. Probably not. She's feisty.
Sharp, like a lemon. Or is it sour?
Lemon's got an attitude. I like it.
Listen, Pigeon, just don't get any... Don't do what you're thinking of doing. Do not fall in love with Lemon. I say this to you in private, not in front of Sierra, obviously. Because I do feel like Pigeon has quite a problematic romantic history, if I'm honest.
he's getting better, though. He fell in love with the girls in the town and was like, you know what, maybe I need to take a step back.
Yeah, no, that's then. I hadn't considered that. That's quite a good moment. I think that there's a sort of maternal thing going on with Patricia, though, isn't there?
100%.
Yeah.
All right. Now we have a more standard outfit.
Let's see.
Still very nice.
Okay. Yeah, that's much better.
Okay. All right.
But she can have the other one for when we have pull a
bowl. Yeah, she's getting both of them, obviously.
Yeah.
She's getting 100 gold a month, Nick.
She can buy some shit with that.
Yes. And of course, you know, any gems or jewels... You know, you can just, instead of selling them, you can just give them to her, and then you can sell them whenever you want, right?
Yeah. Smart. Yeah.
It's true, yeah.
Nope. She can be a temporary holder, a protector of these things.
We do have a lot of generic jewelry on our
hoard. Yeah, she can wear all of our fancy jewelry right now if she wants. Yeah. You know? She has the pick of the litter.
Except for the Slayer amulet.
Except for the Slayer amulet. Yeah,
obviously.
Yeah.
All right.
But there's, mm-hmm. you know, fancy necklaces, rings, ornate rings.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Party is equipped, and we head to the north side of the city. We head towards an inn. Let me see if we have an inn already named. Probably not. I think everything's changed a bunch of times here.
Businesses are failing.
Mm-hmm. You know, people are always rising and falling in Eridon. Families are always rising and falling in Eridon, I should say.
The Queen's legs?
The Queen.
You laugh, but that's a...
No, that's exactly...
That's a pub name. Yeah.
Yeah. Stromheim Taverns. inns. The Martha's Attic is still up here in the north side of town. That's a common inn. That'd be pretty good.
Common?
Yeah, they come in poor, common, and nice.
Oh, we want to go to nice.
Well, the nice ones are all in the inner city. I'm so sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the nicest place in the north, that's where we'll go.
There's also the Come On Inn up here.
That's tacky.
The Come On Inn, the Common Inn?
No.
No?
Yeah. We'll do the Martha's Ass.
But without that place,
Martha's
got
Attic.
Okay. Oh, Attic.
Not Martha's Ass.
Martha Addict.
Martha's Ass. That's a good tavern name.
That's a terrible tavern name.
Martha's Bosom. The Queen's Bust.
Oh, yeah.
And then the thing with the Queen's Legs, why that's good, is because if you go to the pub before it opens and somebody says to you, what are you doing? And you say, oh, I'm thirsty, I'm waiting for the Queen's Legs to open to get a drink.
Oh, God. Someone roll me a D8 for Lemon's HP.
I've got it. I'm feeling
You want her to have low HP? There you go.
I'm feeling like a big one on this. 5.
All right, good.
You see? You would have hurt the poor
woman.
I'd have
fucked her up.
Yeah.
8 HP's good. We need to teach her how to... she needs to go learn proper etiquette. We need to send her to an etiquette school.
No, we need to make her like a, you know, like an agent, a player.
Send her to the doctors. Yeah.
We could get us like seduce men and stuff like that. Actually, we need someone hotter to, we should do that though.
You should bring some women into this group.
We just need like one really hot one that's got low scruples.
Does that fit into Steel Team 6 though, if we're adding someone else? I guess it comes into like, well, what happens? Are we going to ever have henchmen, or is it always just going to be us six?
I'm not going to lie. My initial thought to this question was, so she's a woman, so she doesn't count. But that, on reflection, that does kind of sound wrong.
Okay, but once again, you are nice people in this world. In the real world, Nick and Lucas are very nice people, and you're picking to play dirty, down, evil murderers.
Bad murderers.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's acceptable in these contexts because you are playing bad people to be a dick. And if you want to say,
yeah, you're right,
she's a woman, so it doesn't count, in context, it matters. It's fine.
That's true. It's right, yeah. Actually, I take it back. That was correct.
Yeah, but you just got to separate the character from yourself, which is hard, especially when your character is, you know, a real douche
canoe.
I'm
so in character right now, I can't tell the difference.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. What'd you roll a 3 on? 11, 9, 3 con.
My God.
Reroll it, Neil. That's ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
Nope. It is, because it would have come up.
She's just really sickly. She's got a lot of STDs, dude. They're just coming out of her.
Mate, how much HP does she have?
3.
Jesus Christ.
We rolled the stats.
So that means she has HP.
No. You rolled a 5 minus 2. She's got 3.
Oh, got it. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah. It's fine. She rolled a 3. It's okay.
All right, yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. All right.
You know, that low HP, that low life expectancy is probably what's driving her to such wild extremes, because she knows her life is short and she'd rather, you know, go out in a big bang with a lot of fun and a wild lifestyle rather than just stay at home and slowly wither away and die.
Right. Why is her life short, though?
Because she's got fucking 3 cons.
How does she know, though? How does she know?
I think when you got a 3 in any stat, you know. Like, I think she's sort of sickly. She can't run long distances. She's just got she's got a poor constitution across the board.
Dude.
Poor
she's
Lemon.
Riddled.
Yeah. She's got TB. Definitely got TB. That's a mess. Anyway, we're up at Martha's Attic.
I'm just imagining now, though, you know, when it comes to the 6 months Steel Team 6 orgy on with Lemon, she's like trying to look sexy in the middle of the room, just like coughing up bits of blood. She's got like abscesses all over her skin. Like, she's like got a bit of a hunched back. She's like on her fucking way out. She's like, come on, boys.
Wow. I didn't imagine it was that much, but you are hardly heroes.
Nick's got problems, yeah.
No, Nick's good. He's in character. He's Luther.
Luther has problems, yeah, 100%.
All right, we go to Martha's Attic, a nice inn over here on the side of town. They would call it common. You would call it comfortable, really enjoyable. You know, this is where travelers come through, sometimes merchants. Everyone likes to talk about the merchants, but you know, merchants can also be overgeneralized, and you get the farmers who might be coming through, or the people who own a couple of different farms and just move some crops here or there. Random travelers, messengers that are maybe a little bit better off than the shitty runners. You know, it's a nice mix of folks here.
What kind of, is it sort of a downstairs is a pub, upstairs is rooms?
It's actually just an inn. You have got to go somewhere else for a pub. They separate the drinking from the inn staying. But you get a place in Martha's Attic.
What an absolute terrible idea.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
Yeah, what a they're just a shitty business. I wouldn't invest here.
The idea behind it is that fights always start in pubs. That's where all the danger is with travelers and out-of-towners. So if you just do rooms only, but don't let the different groups mix and socialize... Yeah. Then you have a lot lower liability. You don't have to like replace furniture and shit all the time.
But I will counter that by saying there's nothing quite like sitting in a pub, getting drunk, knowing that your bed is upstairs. Right, that is a feeling of freedom that any sort of red-blooded person could appreciate.
Mm-hmm. I hear you. Now the tavern over here. The closest tavern is the King's Cocktail.
Nice.
That's just across the street and down three doors.
Did they add on the last four letters afterwards?
Yeah, do people go and like knock off the last four letters?
Yeah, it just says the King's Cocktail. That's amazing, yeah.
The King's Cocktail. No, never mind. I'll let you guys
decide. It could be called the King's Cock and it'd be a rooster, and that would actually be quite
that's
funny,
a good
wouldn't
idea,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be quite good.
That's a good name for a bar.
Mm-hmm. If we ever get one.
Now, the next closest place is called Beer and Loathing. That's a little bit further down the road. I don't know which one of these two.
King's Cock.
Yeah, okay. Fuck it. Let's get. So how often do you get to drink out of the King's Cock in our end of town? Not that often. Do they have a king over there in Dracus?
King Imric, right?
Isn't he in the other one?
I've heard that he's been fucking the queen and
Dumb. His nephew or his aunt. Oh my god!
A bunch of bastards.
They probably the way they carry on over there in Dracus, the other side of the canals. They're lunatics over there.
You know how nobles are. Tell them, Percival.
Percival says, "I hear Dracus. The forests in Dracus are there to represent the huge expanse of the queen's bush, and that's why Dracus is so tree covered."
So that true.
Makes sense. Are we sure she grows it out like that on purpose? Well, let's see the way.
I think it's a curse. You know, you get part of the family line, and everyone from Dracus is just hairy. You know, you've heard the expression "hairy as a Dracusian." They ain't talking about the arms and legs.
Do you know what? Because I always thought because when they come through town, they kind of just look like anyone else. But you're right; it's what's below the belt.
Mm-hmm. Now, Mystrians, that's where you get you ever seen the map of the Arcadia? Probably not. You guys are a bunch of dumb fucks who didn't know anything, but I've seen maps of all of Arcadia. Mystria it's cracked open like a pair of legs, and it's just, you know, shunted up there with water running down either side. You know, sort of people come from that land.
Aren't Mystrian people still around? Didn't the Dracusians kill them all?
Shrugs. Eh, your rats always survive.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Percival hates them.
Now, Eridon, on the other hand, huge, biggest kingdom out there, largest section of all of Arcadia. Because our people are so fat. Because we live so well.
Oh, yeah. Best true. City in the world, right here, baby.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to a few now.
What'd you think of Meadstead? Real shithole, right?
Real shithole.
Stromheim is the place to be.
Oh, yeah. You made a good decision.
When did you move here, Percival?
He thinks back as he opens his character sheet and looks at his age. His age is blank. So I'm going to say Percival is 29. He'll tell you that he moved here 8 years ago.
Oh. Yeah. Did you think about going any... Like, were you always coming here, or were you planning to like move on and you're still
I've seen a
up?
Bunch of other places in the north after the war and everything. Well, before the war and everything, I'd seen a bunch of places in the north. When it came time to head out, I came south, get as far away from everything as I could, ended up here, ended up besieged, one thing led to another, here we are.
Yeah. Huh. Bait works.
Just trying to get out of home at first.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I mean, that's why I moved to the west side of the city, really. I mean, if you think about it, our lair is about... It's almost like directly opposite of where our original house used to be.
Actually, 100%, yeah.
We've moved as far away as possible. Yeah. I mean, I know, I'm not saying it's the same thing as like you moving cities, but it's kind of similar.
Similar,
it's
really, yeah.
It's different over here, you know? People speak, I can tell there's a difference in the accent. People That's talk nice. A little bit different. It's nicer over here. Yeah, there's some more money around.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks that you nobles are expected to go home, get married, have kids, you know?
He shakes his head. I ain't doing that shit no more.
Yeah, you made a good decision. All right, let's drink at the king's cocktail.
All right, the party goes to the king's cocktail, and we're going to take our first break, and we'll be back on the other side with a little more Hardly Heroes. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hardly Heroes. We are hanging out at the king's cocktails.
So I'm thinking, Erasa, what do you think about maybe splitting up? Not all the whole time we're here, but maybe if we get like three different tables, we split up into groups of two, and we get eyes on the whole room. You know, we can eavesdrop, we can lip read, and see what's going on. We could make most of our numbers.
Good idea.
Yeah, we're looking to do a job here.
You know, we can alternate groups for bonding purposes.
He considers your idea. It's not a terrible idea, but, you know, the Steel Team
we'll
6
still be
is...
in the same.
But we're up here
same
on business.
Bar.
We're not here for, you know, we came up here for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not every night. Some nights we can 100%. Drink together.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, consider it.
He thinks about it. All right, everybody. So this is what the King's Cocktail looks like. It's this bar on the bottom left side of the map over here.
All right.
Right. So, you know, this place where you're hanging out now, you know, maybe one group in this room, one group in that room, right? That might make sense. A lot of these taverns don't really have, you know, such amount of space that you would get much benefit from splitting up, but there's definitely going to be the time and the place, and maybe you're right. Maybe sometimes we could go to different areas and just walk around, cruise around, you know, not partying, but working, observing.
That's right.
Keeping an eye out. Perfect. There we go. So the party can...
Lemon.
I'm going with Lemon, says Sierra. Helmet kind of steps next to Sierra, leaving Percival, Luther, and Eraser womanless in the tavern.
Maidenless.
Well, how about me and Pigeon go together, and then Percival and Eraser can stay together as well? Oh, no. Or is Helmet going to go with Sierra?
Helmet and Sierra.
Okay.
And, and Lemon are all going together. So no, it's fine. We'll split up into threes.
All right. Yeah.
Why don't we hold down this fort? Since you guys are so interested in gathering information, why don't you do a walk about town while we hang here and you go find something?
All right.
Well, I just meant, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Go for a walk. See what you can find.
Right. Yep.
Okay. We'll do that.
All right. And out into town, the two of you go. Now, this is the north side of town. It's the green zone. It's nice and safe. And there's no gangs over here. I mean, you know, the redcoats are here and they pop in and pop out. But otherwise, it's actually a pretty safe part of town.
So the green zone in the Demon Slayer's territory was guarded by Demon Slayers, but this isn't similarly militarized.
That's right. The Demon Slayers sort of do, they collect protection money. They call it taxes, just, you know, for security forces. The northern part of town is almost like a semi-anarchist zone. I mean, they follow the rules and the laws, and, you know, occasionally the people from the inner city will make sure that the roads are safe enough. But up here, it's almost like a real civilization, except for the fact that there's these young noble people who run around from time to time terrorizing people for kicks and giggles. But aside from, you know, redcoat terrorism, it's a civilized place.
And, you know, when we saw the redcoats in our very first scene, they had swords with them. They were carrying swords openly.
They openly carry swords.
Yeah. All of them, yeah?
Oh, absolutely.
Like long swords or short swords?
Rapiers mostly, But
swords and armor or just swords?
They'll wear padded armor or leather armor sometimes. You don't usually see them in chain or anything heavier than that. Sometimes they wear no armor. It really, you know, depends on their jam that day.
I hate these bitches, Luther.
Yeah, they're so far up their own ass.
We need to find Claudius or whatever his name was. Kick his ass.
Fucking guy. Well, if we see him. But that loser's probably walking around here with a fucking sword.
Yeah, you know what we should do? We shouldn't kill him. We should take his clothes and make him walk around naked like he did us.
Yeah, we should do that. Yeah, if we see him, we should definitely do that. Yeah, that's right. I bet it's all shriveled up.
Yeah, I'll circumcise him.
The fuck? Yeah, sure. Fuck it.
Right. Can I get a charisma check at -4 for each of you?
We're good. Just in case we see Claudius. That's a big.
That's a charisma check. Huge one.
Luther, you have 17 charisma? No, that was your die roll.
15. Yeah.
All right, Luther. You see someone down here. You see someone you recognize down here. You are walking down the street and you make. Let me roll for them. I have physical dice. Why am I rolling in roll 20? Yes. The two of you lock eyes and you recognize one of the guards that was working near the Vallejo estate. Yeah. One of those people that was up on one of the walls that you'd seen from a distance, but you know they had just enough a look on their face that the two of you from across the busy streets, you know, a couple doors down, one of those things where you're just kind of scanning the crowd and someone else is scanning the crowd and your eyes kind of just momentarily lock, just like you do with a random stranger from time to time. But then both of you seem to recognize that you've seen each other and there's a pause while you like, where do I know this guy from? And then you're like, oh shit, he was one of the guards near the Vallejo estate. So those big apartment buildings. And then, you know, carriage moves past and there's people going around.
As soon as the line of sight is broken, I'm going to grab Pigeon and like move. Like get away from here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you move.
Yeah, so like we move our way through the crowd.
Oh, where are we going?
I've just seen one of the guards. I caught his eye. Remember from the flats around here near the vents.
Did he notice you?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but I don't know if he noticed me, if you know what I mean. I think he just recognized me.
I shrug.
Oh, we should tell Razor.
Should we?
Well, that's big news. Like, if they know it's us and they come after us, then the gang should know.
Yeah, I guess. Let's find somewhere to sit down. Like, we'll head into a tavern.
Yep, you can find a little roadside stall that just has beers, not a full-fledged tavern, but it's got like a little awning that comes down to keep you out of the sun and give you a little privacy and get you some shade.
Yeah, we got some drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of like turn my sit in such a way as that like my face isn't facing the passing traffic.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, you sit for a while. No one comes and bothers you right away. Seems fine.
Let's go check on the boys. Maybe they got something.
Yeah, all right. You know, we head back. Meandering.
All right. Pigeon.
I will give a perception check to see if I'm being followed, I guess.
Okay.
25.
That's pretty good.
You got such godly perception. We've never seen the likes of this. 17 perception. That's insane.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't seem to be followed at all. It's fine.
Okay.
You make then your way back. On. Yeah, the whole party reconvenes back at the tavern.
I'll go get the guys who are with Lemon and...
Lemon, you stay here. It's group meeting.
Fuck you. I'm part of the group.
Hey, fuck you.
Fuck you.
You are part of the group, but we gotta talk about secret stuff sometimes.
Here. She walks.
I'll put a gold piece down for her.
She'll walk to the room where you guys are hanging out and just, like, stand in the doorway, like, not get close enough to overhear, but she's not getting left out.
That's fine. And then I'll convene with the whole group and
tell him, Luther.
Yeah, we were walking through the street, and I caught this guy's eye. I recognized him from somewhere, and I could Telly recognized me too. But remember we were talking about that Vallejo thing? I think he's one of the guards from those buildings. You know, he wouldn't have seen me doing anything, but he might have seen us hanging around before it happened.
Everyone kind of looks at you and goes, so what does that mean?
I don't know. Like, if he finds us, there's going to be trouble, probably.
Well, says Eraser, that's the price that you pay for being a famous thief.
Thing is, though, like, you know, we dealt with, like, dozens of those guards. Maybe not dozens, but, you know, a few while we were there. They weren't all up to that much.
They were a lot of bitches.
Yeah.
He nods.
Plus,
he shrugs.
You see a guy that killed Vallejo. You're going to start something? You're a little fucking shitter guard. Guy's probably quaking in his boots. He's probably running away right now.
So why'd you feel the need to come and tell me about it? It's sounds like you're a little idea. Bit scared.
I wasn't going to mention it. It was Pigeon's idea. You know, he gets anxious.
Yeah, I have anxiety, boss.
Eraser gives you both a big smile. Oh, yeah, it's Pigeon. Right, of course. Oh, Pigeon, you got to get some balls there, buddy.
You can believe what you want, but the truth's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
I sleep well at night, so let's put it like that.
Good. I think it's better to tell the gang everything than to keep something to yourself that gets someone killed, so...
Communication's key to cooperation.
There you go.
I call Lemon over.
Yeah. She saddles on up. What?
We're just saying that...
Our meeting's done. You can hang out again.
She goes and plops down in Sierra's lap.
Yeah. They're going to do that. All right. You know, we hang out.
Yeah. We wait. We hang out. A few days later...
Oh, how many days? I need HP.
Yes, you can each gain... I think everyone's getting 1 HP, and so we're doing...
Since we're in the nice part of town, I don't know. I was thinking, can I get bed rest at least?
That's 1 HP. Yeah, that is bed rest.
Yeah.
Yep, that's the 1 HP. So you're going to go... You arrive here. You get 2 HP, everybody.
So yep. 26. All right, that's good.
You took a beating from those wolves.
Yeah, like you were fine. Legs hurting, man.
You took a few bites. Let's put it like that.
Who carries around the potions?
This is a great question.
Yeah. Personally, I think me, you, and Eraser should have 1 each.
I agree. I think that
Eraser says you should leave him in the lair.
Yeah,
what are you going to need a random potion? Are you going to just drink a potion of invisibility randomly just because you think you might need it in a moment? No, you keep that shit for intentional use. Sleeping potion? Who needs a fucking sleeping potion?
Wait, stop. We don't know what they are.
Wait,
didn't we know what they were?
No, we didn't know what three of them
they
were.
They all failed?
Or two of them. Two
oh my god.
But Eraser right, knew what it was.
Well, one of them is a sleeping potion, apparently.
But well, we
Thank
don't know
you,
which
Eraser.
One.
Yeah, you're not going to just drink random potions that you don't know what they are.
Yeah, but okay, counter argument though. You could be in a situation where you need the invisibility potion to live.
You made it this far without it, didn't you?
Yeah, that's true.
Don't just expend resources willy-nilly. Dude, you got to hide that. You got to hide it in your lair, and you got to save it for a special time. And then when you get a second one, you put it with the first one, and you keep waiting until you need it. And then 10 years pass, and you got 10 invisibility potions, and you didn't use them, and that's how you know you're a successful thief. Because you didn't need them. That's right. They're to be hoarded, not to be used.
Yeah. Right, you are, sir.
All right, they're kept in the lair.
Does he have a collection of +1 arrows and other assorted things?
He's actually got quite the magical item collection, but he just doesn't quite want to. They're all consumables.
Too good of a thief, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so it's Thursday the 4th, the day Velmontarius is highest in the sky, god of justice. What an appropriate day for what we're running into. Because here, on this day...
Before you ambush us with the plot hook or whatever's happening, is it possible to buy light and dark stones here?
Nope. They're not sold in the city. There are no magic dealers in the city.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Right.
We need to buy them from the pitman.
Wouldn't be a bad idea to get some light stones and some darkness stones.
We're going to get them for our lair for sure. I put them on the, this is the things that we want last. Okay.
All right.
God, the brilliant idea of having light stones and dark stones always in your lair so people can't ever get you with one.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I like it.
What, you know, as we're me and Pigeon are chatting, Percival and Eraser are chatting, and I look over Pigeon's shoulder and I see that there's an exit to the tavern here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just say, like, if someone comes in, you know, I'll argue with them, and you sort of, like, you know, sneak around behind them. It's two exits.
I'd take a drink.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Just I can hear. It's like I can hear my brain. I can hear like music.
Like here, have another happened. Drink.
Yeah, you're right. I'm probably just overthinking it. I can't get that guy's face out of my mind, man.
So, you're having this conversation. It's a good time.
Yeah.
But that is when the very thing that you were thinking about happens. Amazing. But it's more than that. It's far more than that.
Oh.
Where is it? Here we go. Coming in from the front door, right in front of you, is a red coat. Coming in from the other door is a red coat.
That's not good.
Coming in from the staircase, all at the same time, in unison, in a well-prepared and coordinated attack, is a group of three red coats. Women, rapiers out, flashing them around, and one of them, this one over here, I'm going to give her a slightly different token because she's the one that's speaking, will speak up. Let me show everyone and say...
Oh, she looks cool.
We're here for the ones who killed our friend Carlo Vallejo. Whoever you are, stand up so you can meet your fate like the boys you are.
I look around.
And she kind of moves here so she can see into both sides.
But what makes it?
Forth.
I say, who the fuck's Carlo Vallejo?
You speak up and she will, you know, you're right next to her. So she points her rapier down at you and goes, is that you, boy? Are you the one? You look big enough.
Like a boy?
What are you talking about, lady? We're just here having some drinks.
Mm-hmm. You with the big eyes. That's the one. That's the one that they said. And she steps over here. And when she does, you can see that behind her is another one.
Oh my god.
You
what?
Go so for a magic dagger, and that will trigger everyone to roll initiative because you gotta stand up and your hand goes for the weapon, and it doesn't look like a slow, tentative Mexican standoff. It looks like a full-fledged combat. So let's go.
So she's got rapiers. Is she wearing armor?
She does not appear to be wearing armor. I take that back. Yes, she does appear to be wearing leather armor.
Why would you want to wear leather armor? It makes no sense.
Because your strength isn't super high, perhaps. And you know you're here for a fight. Okay.
This is, do I have my short sword with me now?
I think so. I think that you guys travel with your weapons all the time.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. We
luckily,
are going to go...
Boys. Can surprise them. Sierra and Helmet, this is their time to shine.
Okay.
He's rolling morale checks, Nick.
Alrighty, here we go. The first one up is standing where she is. Pigeon, you are first. The woman's got the rapier pointed at you, but you're a fast, nimble little man with big eyes, so you get to your feet, pull out the dagger before she has a chance to thrust forward towards you, and now you're in melee range. It will provoke an attack of opportunity.
Oh.
Just attack her with it.
Just fucking stab her, bro. Or throw it, whatever you want.
Okay, so if I don't throw it, it's not going to provoke an attack of opportunity?
Correct.
And then I'll have to just stab her with it, because I think it's a bit crazy to throw it then.
It is. It's insane to throw it.
18's
a great hit. Yeah. You go forward, you move to the side as her rapier goes past your head, you stab, boom!
What bonus is, Nick?
Well, it's magic dagger, right?
Oh, no, you only get that on throwing it, I think.
And you step moving, provoking an attack of opportunity from this person.
I was just moving in her area.
I know, and you didn't. Right, maybe you didn't realize, but someone was behind you. And with a 9 plus 2 for back attack is 11. That will hit you since you don't get dex AC from behind.
AC? What?
You don't get dex AC when you're attacked from behind. We said it last session. We'll say it every session forever.
It's more of a flank, though. No,
This is behind, sirs. You take 2 points of damage.
All right, Nick, remember that. Fringe. That's behind, okay?
It's obviously behind.
I'm going to get my second attack then?
Yep, you can make it because it's stabs.
17.
Another great hit.
What's for three.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
she's going down like a sack of shit.
Mm-hmm.
These guys are fucked.
This next one steps on in.
Oh.
And she's going to make a wisdom check and to see if she can tell that Luther and Pigeon are on the same team or not, because it's not, Luther hasn't drawn his weapon yet. She can't necessarily tell, but body language can give things away. You know, I think it's not a wisdom, it's a charisma check. You know, are these people in a group? Is he moving in such a way that it looks like they're on a team? And with a natural 20, she can tell Luther is absolutely 100%. Part of this gang. And so she will, with an unnecessary flourish and a really cringy, like, aha, she lunges forward with the rapier towards your guts.
It's amazing.
Missing as you swing a leg to the side. She gets the table between your crotch. The lead redcoat lady is now actually fairly injured, but she's not getting out of here without making an attack. She's not just going to bounce without struck at all. And let me double check her stats.
What the fuck, me?
Absolutely
Nick.
Right. She thrusts into your body with a fucking five.
Oh my god,
five.
That's so bad.
That's so bad. Luther, it's your turn.
Last episode of Outcasts, you let Jamie try and barge someone without taking an attack of opportunity because he did it with his weapon.
I would
like to use my strength to overpower her, but I'd like to not take an attack of opportunity.
So wise of you, Nick.
Is that how that went down?
Yeah. You said that he kind of used his sword to like feint his way in.
I was giving flavor text. We normally do... When you shove someone, you take an attack of opportunity.
Well, I don't know, because it's only if it's an unarmed attack, right?
Unarmed attacks...
When I'm feinting with my sword, and then I'm finding an opportunity. I've got one-handed fighting style, so like I'm used to using my, you know, my left hand as kind of a...
With one-handed fighting style, that makes sense. Otherwise, I would be more on the air of like,
I think
that
it's
was
fine.
A mistake.
I think if you still have to make an attack roll against AC 10, and in this situation, the attack roll is like, can you get their weapon out of the way or something?
And there won't be any damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So my attack roll is 7.
Yep. You try to get up and shove her, but she is too good with her blade. She'll parry to the side and keep you from getting close enough to make the shove, ending your turn.
God, these guys are so cringe.
They are cringe.
Uh-huh.
This one in the back.
Oh, yeah. Has
similar
no idea that my gang members are right there.
Charisma
so push
check.
In.
22. She just steps over here and says, the man with the bulging eyes is now the corpse with the bulging eyes. With
misses.
A 9 plus 1 for flanking is 10, but still not good enough.
Now the gang gets in.
The boys.
Percival sets down his drink. He just sets it down.
Nice.
And he gets to his feet and is going to just flying tackle at this woman and try to like grab her from behind and drag her to the ground.
Surprise here?
Yes, he's going to get a whole plus 4 to hit on this attack. I'm just going to roll a short sword, but it's just a regular attack roll for him.
Oh my God, a great shot.
He grabs around the waist with his arms, and he slides with a 34 to the ground, dragging her with him. And I think they probably end up in this little, like, narrow spot between the staircase and the bar with Percival on top of her. And she is... They're down and out of combat. Mm-hmm. Eraser gets to his feet, draws his weapon. Jumps onto this table over here, kicks over people's glasses, takes his short sword, And tries to bring it into her neck. Yes, plus one for high ground.
And that plus is one for flanking. That's a hit.
And 11.
That's an 11. It does not hit, unfortunately. She's got armor on. Yeah.
We're rolling in again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to gut him, man.
Oh.
Wow, just you're fucking rolling poor, Nick, or Neil.
Just fucking kill him.
I don't think we should. They're noble. That's a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah.
I think we fuck them up and we'll leave them to live. We're not murderers.
We're not murderers, that's true. This is a case of mistaken identity.
All right.
I'm going to lie during this fight.
Smart.
Yeah.
All righty. Eraser is up. He's first. He gets his short sword once again at the woman, right for the head. Oh. That's it. That's definitely a hit. She is taking real damage here. It's more than she was bargaining for, right? This is not worth her life. Sierra finally, you know, the combat is starting over there. He gets to his feet.
Nice.
He gets his weapon. And he's going to do a one of these over here. He's going after the people that are fighting you. But Sierra, not the brightest tool in the shed, right? His int is 6. His wisdom is 6. Isn't really paying attention to this woman over here who will stab at him with a critical hit.
Oh, my God.
What
that's
the
for
fuck?
The best.
Ooh.
Great table.
Yep. And
is this Sierra?
This is Sierra, who is taking a stab, a good stab. We just played Hardly Heroes yesterday, so I haven't had time to build out the crit tables like I wanted. Okay. So I got to manually look these up still like a pleb. This is why we learn programming, people. Not so that we can have a job at programming, but so we can make automatic tables for our D&D campaigns. Leg severity, leg injured, minor bleeding, 2/3 movement.
All right.
So he sort of gimps and limps. I don't think he actually makes it to this spot. He gets stabbed and he turns around. What was the damage he took?
6.
7? Oof.
What? Oh, it's 7 because of the extra one, yeah.
Yeah, for the crit. And
Belly's crazy, just
takes
stabbing
a step
random
up here.
People in the bar.
Yeah, this woman's out of control.
But he will hit. He will crit her in return.
Yeah, Sierra.
Sierra's ahead, first blow against a person. It doesn't do much damage.
An extra... Oh, yeah, you got it.
But it does hit the leg.
Gosh, she might fall off the stairs.
For the exact same thing. They are both gimped slightly.
You're going to fuck up my leg. I'll fuck your leg up.
This is not the right combat track. We're going back to Sand Raiders, everyone. There we go. All right.
Sunrise,
they
the
take
classic.
Turns out here. Come on in from the outside.
There's more of these fucking things.
Yep. They work together. This one's going to come on over. And there's Percival on top of her friend. You know, he doesn't have a weapon in hand, but he's getting ready just to beat her to death with his fist or maybe grab a flagon of ale because he's got a club proficiency. But this woman comes on in with the rapier and goes to stab him in the back. With another 2 for high ground, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 will do it.
Wait.
Or not 2 for high ground.
He's flanked. That's flanking.
No, but he's on top of her. He's prone. She gets 4 to hit because he's prone. So that's a 13, which is a hit for 2. Percival.
Damn, what? How much health does Percival have?
Got a good bit.
He just took 2 damage 18. And his health bar halved.
Yep. Got 18. Oh, it should have been way lower. He never fully healed. If you were seeing it not at full, that's a bug. Yeah, because he took a big fight from a lot of damage from the wolves.
Dogs.
Yeah. But Percival gets the flagon nearby, and he's just going to bring it down on the redcoat's head who's underneath him. With his club, smash! I would give him 4 for being on top of her, so that's easily a hit. And she'll take 3 damage.
Okay.
Pigeon.
I'm going to stab this lady once, and depending on how she looks, I might, like, cover her and yell out to the bar. So here's the first one. 17.
Good hit.
Oh, my
4.
God.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. She's badly wounded.
Now, I'm going to hold my next attack, and I'm going to call out to the bar.
You better stop fighting, or I will kill her.
And I'll, like, hold it to her. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yes.
It's my turn.
The woman.
She's panicking. She fucked her up too much. Know,
she's been stabbed. She's been stabbed by you. She's been stabbed by Eraser. You just like slashed her across the chest. You've got your other dagger up ready to go into her. And she will kind of, how do you do that? She'll like, her rapier has a basket hilt on it. Mm. And so she can kind of like let go of the blade and let the basket hilt catch on the finger, and the sword dips down to the ground in sort of I surrender
That's
sort of motion.
Cool. Yeah.
And she'll say, I can see why you have bested Mr. Vallejo.
I don't know who this Vallejo guy is, and I don't know why you're causing problems. But I don't want to kill you, lady. Now, everybody calm down.
You can ready your attack in case something happens against her.
If they keep going, I'm going to kill them.
Now, on this combat side over here, there's a door, there's a wall, there's a lot. You know, you can't quite see what's happening over here. Maybe they didn't hear you, but this woman on the staircase isn't stopping. She is stabbing at Sierra, which maybe is to your advantage, but it's a miss.
Cool.
And then Helmet finally gets to his feet. And he's coming over here, but he hears you say all of these things, and he pulls out his short sword, and he covers this woman with an attack ready in case she starts anything. This one is underneath Percival. There's not much she can do other than try to make a strength check to get out of here.
She's fighting back then?
There's commotion behind you, but she's pinned under Percival. It's hard to tell exactly what's happening, but she just, pushes up. Percival's sitting on her, and she just raises up with Percival and then, twists him onto the staircase and gets to her feet, which is now, she and Percival are squeezed into this space, but neither of them are prone. And it becomes Luther's turn.
I look at the woman in front of me. What is she doing with that sword?
She has not had her turn yet. So she's still in a engaged setting.
I ready my attack to attack if she doesn't surrender.
Okay. The one in blue, her turn finally comes up, and she will withdraw. She'll take a step back and say, "Ladies, away!" And step out and out.
So
and
grand.
You will lose sight of her pretty quickly. The very next one will also withdraw.
Wait. I want to grab a mug of ale off the side of this and launch the drags the beer at her as she leaves. Just throw some beer at her. I'm not throwing the mug at her.
I know, but stylistically I'm 100% on point. I just don't want to set the precedent of covering someone and then changing your action to doing something else. There's a mechanical rule that I want to follow, but I think the style is good enough, so go ahead and do it.
I will.
But only because it's a non-damaging attack. Yeah.
I just throw some beer on her as she lives.
Yeah. You grab you've got a short sword, I think. You can just use the short sword to go through the handle of the beer mug and kind of spin it in her direction.
Oh, damn. It's technique right there.
Mm-hmm. Eraser will turn and hop onto this table and be like, "Get out of here, you scallywags." And Sierra, scared shitless, will back down the staircase, be like, You heard my boys! Get out of here!" And the other redcoats will withdraw. Although this one doesn't go too far, she stays to cover her friend who's kind of cornered. And we're gonna get Percival. Yep, it's all good. Everyone lets everyone go, and before you know it, the redcoats are gone.
I get some more drinks.
Hey, that means we won that encounter, Nick.
Yeah, we definitely won the encounter. Nice work, because you just fucking rinsed that chick.
Oh, yeah.
You hit every attack. I guess that's that problem dealt with.
Let's get another round!
Yeah, the tavern goes kind of quiet. There were a bunch of swords out. And quickly, you'll find yourselves maybe the only ones in here for a little while. Everyone who was in here quickly finishes up their drinks, pays, and heads out. And new people will trickle in who weren't here for the violence.
Should we get out of here, Racer? Are we good?
Are we good?
think this is a big moment for us, boys. Here we are, victims of an assault, an unwarranted assault. Are we the sorts of people to flee, or are we the sorts of people to stay and be observed in peace?
Stay and be observed in peace, I guess. We're the victims here.
They'll think twice before trying that again.
Percival nods. Sierra looks a little shifty. Helmet.
Lemon taking it.
Emotionless as always. Lemon. She looks pretty amped. Like she'd gotten up. She doesn't carry a weapon on her. So she had picked up like the knife and fork from the plate.
She was like ready. She was ready to throw down.
She wasn't about to jump into combat with just like a kitchen, like a steak knife and a fork, you know.
But do you think that her impression of Sierra has been damaged by this?
Well, she never thought Sierra was a hero. She thought Sierra was a sexy boy, right?
Yeah, that's true.
He's a what's the term? There's a term, right? For he's a fuck boy. He's not. Yeah. You don't hang around with Sierra because he's gonna be a badass.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. The party can reconvene all together in one room.
Yeah, I was going to say, in like the main room together, actually.
Yeah. Right.
Lemon's sitting on a lap, so it's fine.
Yeah. All right. Party together once again. The bar slowly empties, and then we'll slowly begin to fill up again. But is everyone on edge? Is everyone calm? What's the vibe?
I think I'm a little bit on edge, yeah.
I think I'm probably, you know, clutching one dagger under the table, but I'm drinking with the other hand, you know?
Mm-hmm. The knife under the table.
I'm just paying a bit more attention to people that come in more than I would before.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, the rest of the night, day, passes without too much trouble. And we can go to bed.
Great.
HP or no? There's combat.
No, there's combat. No HP.
Who took damage? Sierra.
Percival. I don't know. I think I took a little bit.
Percival took a little. You took a little. Took a pigeon, little yeah.
So okay. The people who already were hurt took a little.
Yeah.
Okay. We go to night. Why don't we take a short break? We'll be back on the other side for a short section before we call it a night today.
Cool.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Hardly Heroes.
All right.
So it's nighttime. We're all sleeping. Same day. Well, same night. You're in Martha's attic, hanging out, going to sleep, doing your normal things. When you're all awoken by the sound of Eraser shouting and yelling, at first it's indistinct, but you hear footsteps, you hear doors barging open and everything, and like, you know, a loud commotion. And as each of you, you know, opens your eyes and awakens, you'll notice that your bedroom doors are already open.
Yeah. I'm a little bit confused because wasn't Carlo Vallejo part of the Demon Slayers, not the Redcoats?
He was in Redcoat territory.
Yeah. These
are things that are accurate.
I grab my bag next to me that has my shit.
Your bag is missing.
Oh, fuck. Okay. Well, I get my short sword that I sleep with under my pillow.
Yeah, I get my dagger and I'll go. I was going to say, I put on my chainmail, but if it's missing, it's gone.
Is my bag missing as well?
Your bag is missing as well. Can you sleep with the short sword? The short sword is larger than your pillow is the issue, so it doesn't, like, it's not hidden. You could put a dagger under your pillow, like you could put a handgun, but you couldn't put, like, an assault rifle under your pillow because it sticks out on either end. Like you could, if you want, you could put a pillow on top of your sword, but it's not going to be hidden.
Well, I guess it's probably just like, it's probably just leaned up against the wall next to the bed, I guess.
Yeah. It's also missing.
Taking my dagger.
Okay. Right. Well, my dagger under my pillow that I've got.
That's fine. You each grab your daggers. You can get to your feet.
What's going on?
There's lights, you know, slowly coming on downstairs.
I go run to Eraser. I'm trying to get snappy.
Eraser has his rapier in his hand, and he's got what do you call it? He's got Lemon sort of tucked behind him. Neither of them are wearing any clothes, and he's got his rapier kind of pointed towards the door as you step into the doorway, and he looks at you and he goes, "Redcoats,
Where are they? We gotta get our shit.
They're gone. I scared them off. Is everyone okay?
Yeah.
Soon, Helmet appears. Sierra appears.
How does Percival Sierra appears. Feel about seeing Lemon and Erasa naked in the room together?
We've discussed this. Lemon's a
all
slut.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, but okay. Sierra doesn't care.
No, I mean, Sierra's a man of many women, right? He in the modern era, we would call him consensual polyamorous. In the medieval world, we'd call him just, you know, he doesn't really care about anyone.
So did they have all our things? Was there more than one?
A quick inventory will reveal that Sierra, Percival, Luther, and Pigeon stuff was all taken, but Eraser and Lemon, their stuff was not taken, and no one had gotten actually into Helmet's room yet.
But the guy that Eraser chased out, was he carrying all of our stuff?
The person I chased out didn't have any gear.
They took our shit then.
Fuck. Anyone have anything important?
My lockpicking kit and my chainmail.
Yeah, chainmail. My short sword. Vallejo's short sword. Fuck. Is that what they took, Bill?
If that's the sword you're carrying, then yes.
It wasn't magical, at least.
Oh, was that your throwing dagger that they stole, Mr. Mooton?
No, my throwing dagger plus my other dagger would have just been under my pillows.
Two daggers under your pillows. Handguns under the pillow at night.
I'm a double attacker, so why wouldn't I have them there?
Yep, it's all cool. Yeah. Sound makes sense.
Have you already taken the short sword off my...
No, I haven't taken anything off of your sheets.
Yeah. How are we going to get back at those bastards?
We got to do something.
I think we got our next target.
But they're in the inner city. We got to... You know what we got to do? We got to figure out who these particular redcoats were. We got to find out who they are in specific... And then find a way to capture one of them or catch them when they're out here. Trade them as a hostage for the rest of our stuff. That's the language these people speak, right?
Oh, yeah.
They snuck into our rooms. They could have killed us in our sleep. They didn't. They just took our shit. So we find one of them. We take one of them hostage. We get our shit back. They know not to fuck with us.
All right. I like that idea.
All right.
I remember a few of their faces.
But also, maybe... Maybe we should be bunking together.
Same room.
Three to a room.
One love. Yeah, three to a room.
Three to a room. Three to a room.
Three to a room.
All right.
Plus Lemon, where she goes in one of the three.
All right. And I guess that night people just, you know, crawl back into the rooms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I buy another short sword.
Yep. You can buy another short sword. Let's...
Maybe we should do watches while we're in this area, too.
I want to get a good sleep, but watches, maybe that's a good idea.
So people don't steal our shit anymore. You know, I got my magic dagger.
All right. Well, you go out to go shopping. Where do you keep your coins normally? In a bag?
In my bag.
Bag that is probably attached to your belt, so you drop your pants in the bag, probably drops to the ground with it.
Makes
so
sense.
I bet
your
coin purse is probably just on your pants, and they just grabbed your backpack and everything, you know, anything that was obviously lying around.
They saw it had three copper. They were like, fuck that.
I can't believe this guy managed to sneak past your epic perception.
I know, Nick.
Well, we went to a break so I could make all of the perception versus stealth and pickpocketing rolls in secret. But when you're asleep, it's really hard, as you guys have been on the other end of, you know, to be woken up or to notice that someone's sneaking in your room. They did well. Short sword is 20 gold, 200 silver.
It's pay the 200 silver out the hoard.
Well, you got to go home. Yeah, so you got to have to leave this part of town, go back to your hoard, pull out new money. Yeah. Oh, God, what a bitch.
Just be covered under our expenses?
Yeah, but in reality, it does mean we've got to go back.
But it means that the characters are doing these things.
100%. Yeah. Yep,
so, that night, though, I know that we moved ahead, but just thinking about it, it's only been like 10 seconds, so I think I can go back. I try and work out if the innkeeper or anyone downstairs in the inn saw this person, or if we can work out how they got in. Like, is there an open window in the hallway or something?
Oh,
like
we want to do an investigation of how these people broke into where we are.
Yes.
Ah, oh, that is a great plan.
Thank you.
Yeah, I want to investigate and see if there's someone still here.
I talked to Eraser about this, since I expect he will be a better investigator than myself.
Well, you can go down, find that the innkeeper is, you know, waking up after all the commotion, brings a lit torch out just to, you know, see what's happening. Was asleep.
We got robbed.
Yeah, redcoats.
Oh, he says, and then he goes back to his bedroom. You'll see the front door is open. There is a lock on the front door. The inn is locked at night. You would normally have to knock on it to let someone wake the innkeeper to be let in. So they must have picked the lock on the front door to get
in. Can I
in.
Just check the lock? How good is this lock?
That's a common lock.
Okay, so I can pick this in a minute.
I go out of the open door and look around in the street. Do I see any lights on in any of the buildings overlooking the streets here?
Make me a perception check. Not for lights, for something
Pigeon,
else.
Pigeon, get out here.
Pigeon, can you see if there are any lights on any of these buildings?
Both of you can see that there are not very many lights. There's a couple here and there scattered down the streets, but they're few and far between because it's the middle of the night. Yeah. What you see more is just like a gentle glow, not like lighting, but someone whose fireplace they just left to burn out over the night, and now it's just embers that are kind of creating some warmth inside a window.
I'm going to inspect inside because I think there's a chance where, you know, you go room to room, there's so much shit that you like just take the bag and you like stuff it somewhere. So I'm going to kind of just do like an inside slash outside perimeter check of like, did they stuff this shit anywhere that they might come back for it later?
Excellent.
For?
Give me another perception check, Pigeon.
32.
Ooh,
33. 33.
You don't see any stuffed things, but what you do see is that the slats on the windows that lead outside, because the windows have like a slightly better locking mechanism at an inn, because you don't want them to be opened. Like you can actually, they're heavier duty slatted things. They like bar from the inside, and you can see that these slats have been sort of tilted and twisted so that they could look in to your different rooms to see like which rooms so someone came and scouted out your individual bedrooms, adjusting the windows as they did so, and then broke in through the quiet way rather than trying to break in through the window slats.
So in those alleyways, is there any like homeless people or any like, you know, maybe there's like a back entrance to a kitchen or something like that?
You know, there's not much actually in the way of homelessness because there's a lot of abandoned buildings. So you can just go have a house. You don't need to sleep on the streets. Yeah. So surprisingly, homelessness, not an issue.
They solved it.
Yeah. Just kill most of the people.
Gold for a house. Madness.
Yeah, but you live in an abandoned, run-down piece of shit area.
So there's no one around who may have just seen someone in this alleyway.
Oh, natural one. No one around. Not even a church mouse.
Okay.
How else do we want to investigate?
Got any ideas, Eraser?
It's always up to me to solve everything, huh? That's right. As the oldest, most experienced member of SEAL Team 6, let's see. The innkeeper didn't see anything. There's no lights on in any of the houses nearby.
There's no
peeked in through
prints.
The windows. I say we take the road from here to the gate to the inner city, and we stop off at anyone who happens to be on the road all the way to the inner city. Maybe go talk to the gate guards, see who came out.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
You know, because we know if they came from the inner city, they had to come down a road. They probably just walked down the shortest path, right?
And if they didn't, then that means they got a way in the inner city out here. All right. Yeah, let's go.
You're so smart, Teresa. Let's go.
Well, that's why I'm the leader.
Yep.
Yeah, first among equals.
Mm-hmm. First among equals. So, leaving the little section where you are, the inn over here, you can head down the main boulevard towards the inner city, and eventually you will see a couple of, you know, there's a tavern nearby, not the King's Chalice, but one of these other taverns that's a little bit, so the King's Cocktail, but a different one a little further down the road. We called it Beer and Loathing, and Beer and Loathing is open all the time. Right. Nice. So
we'll check that out. Yeah.
Yeah. The whole party, the seven of you all pop into Beer and Loathing, and it's, you know, it's late. It's just the dregs of society that are here at this place. Everyone's pretty deep into their cups. Luther, you're the first one in, I think.
Why don't you look around? Do I see anyone?
Oh, there's a bunch of people here
with a shitload of bugs, backpacks.
No.
Any red coats?
No.
I do a charisma check. Do I recognize anyone?
No.
Okay, but I, as I'm scanning them, I find the one who's least drunk.
Yeah, that's the bartender.
Yeah, yeah. I guess the bartender. I say, "Hey, I didn't suppose you've seen anyone, any redcoats or anyone looking suspicious drinking in here or walking past here in the last sort of hour or so?"
The old woman behind the bar nods her head a few times. Yep, they came on down, hooping and hollering. Cackling with joy, bags thrown over their shoulders, real excited about some score. Some poor unlucky is that you? You the That's poor me. Unlucky bastards?
Where are they?
Eh, she jerks her thumb towards the inner city. They've already taken off. Sorry.
Thanks for the help. Let's go.
Are you new to this part of town?
Wait. Do you know who they are?
The Redcoats? Or
well no, specifically.
It was dark outside. I try not to pay them too much mind. They come through, mess something up. Just stay out of their way. Let them do their thing, and they'll be gone soon enough.
Yeah, fuck that. Thanks, old lady.
Come on, let's hurry, guys.
Yeah.
Party can hurry. Hurry. You head down the street. What else are you looking for?
Well, I reckon they might have stopped for a drink. Actually. So I will check any taverns along the way. Because if they were all rowdy and, like, feeling high on life, you know.
While we're doing that, I'll also look for like a trail because they might be going through our bags on the way and like just throwing shit out that they don't want. So I'm going to look for, I guess, our key items.
Good point.
I'm going to make some checks as soon as their character sheets load.
So do all of the Redcoats live in the inner city? Yeah,
yeah, that's their jam, is that they're all the noble kids from inside the city who play pretend in your homes.
Yeah.
And steal.
And one of them's gonna get killed doing this.
Fun.
Yeah. We'll show them why their mummies and daddies built a wall.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do, Pigeon. Did you have... You said you had copper?
I had 3 copper, but I had some shit inside my bag, yeah.
Well, you've got... Oh, no, your copper was on your pocket. Right, yeah, so pocket. Your tinderbox you find lying on the ground. Your 50 feet of rope is tossed into... what do you call it? Like a little ditch on the side that just sort of collects water and waste and just kind of like a low spot on the road where all like the gross runoff goes, and someone's just like tossed the rope over there. You could retrieve it, guys. But it'd be stinky and disgusting.
This is the second time they've thrown our things and shit.
I don't really... Yeah, I mean, I'll pick up my shit. Do I have like another bag to put it in?
No, you don't have another bag to put it in.
I'll leave it for now, and I'll say, here, just leave the stuff. We can keep following this trail.
Yeah, keep going.
Luther, it looks like you've... Oh, no, here you go. Right, so your stuff, Luther. Your tinderbox is tossed somewhere. Your marbles are scattered all over the road. And not in like a... I mean, you could start to collect them, but it would take you who knows how long to find them all because it's the middle of the fucking night, right? The oil they probably kept, your common clothes you find tossed in a tree. It's not covered in shit this time, but you know, tossed in a tree.
I've got a whole wardrobe of nice clothes at home.
Yeah.
I probably don't even still have them. Or if I did, they were like at the bottom of my bag.
Yeah.
My small mirror.
Gone.
Tinderbox.
Gone. It's in the street. You can pick it up, but you don't have a bag for it.
What about the invoices from Vallejo's son?
Nope, not thrown out in the street anywhere.
They know it was us then.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just deleting all my shit.
Yep, there you go. It's all gone. Yep, you can keep your silver coins, though. That's cool.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Keep following it.
Yep, you can keep following the trail. You said you're looking for inns along the way, right?
I do, yeah. If there's any, like, obvious... Like, if I was walking and... Oh, look, that pub looks good. I'll go there, so I'll check that.
Okay.
Like, anywhere that looks like it might have been inviting for them.
Right. There are a couple... There's one more tavern along this main road. It's a place called the Drunken Rooster. But... Meh. It doesn't look like there's any red coats in there. Nope. The green zone's kind of a big area, right? They could have hopped off and gone this way or gone that way. Like, they could have gone deeper into any of these places if they had a particular place they wanted to hit up.
Yeah,
or maybe gone all the way in.
I'll ask the bartender at the rooster if he's seen them as well. Like, you see some red coats with a bunch of bags hollering in the street just now?
What I was looking for. Hey.
And I'll slide him like 5 silver.
Yeah. He'll bob his head up and down and be like, man, it's a shame that I opened a tavern here, of all places, right next to the wall. They come by all the time. But you know, I found a way to make peace with them. It's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You didn't answer his question, man.
Did you see him just now?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did they go past?
They stopped in, and they they threw some stuff in here, and then they ran away.
Oh, what stuff? Where is it?
He pulls out a broken mirror that he has just pulled from a little bin. And I say broken, like, it's the mirror is a piece of polished silver, and this has just been, like, bashed and broken into different, you know, bent into a mess. I guess it's maybe not in trash cans, like probably in the lockbox, because you can melt it down and just sell it for weight. He pulls out the thing. Excuse me?
When did they leave?
Oh, they just popped their head in for about, you know, 10 seconds, threw a couple of things in here, talked about how great they were, sang a little ditty, and ran off towards the inner walls.
How long ago?
15 minutes.
All right, let's go to the gate.
Yeah, we'll go to the gate.
All right.
As we walk up to the gate, I say to Eraser, like, what do we say?
You know, I've never actually spoken to anyone at the gate. I've always thought it was better not to. And, you know, there's a moat that goes around, and he points to the bridge. It's a drawbridge. No, it's down right now, but it is a drawbridge. And he points to it, and he's like, I actually never crossed foot onto that drawbridge.
What if they've stolen from a noble, I say, looking at Percival.
He looks at himself and he looks at you and goes, yeah.
Well, the guys at the gate might be more willing to help us. Maybe not.
He shrugs. I mean, I'm clearly not wearing the...
Was your paperwork in there? Or did you leave it at the house?
No. Tucked away safely.
All right, good.
I don't carry anything on me that I can't afford to drop and lose.
I know.
Yeah, me either.
What do we do then? I'm sure that these guys, whoever they are, they'll be back in the city tomorrow.
Let's go talk to the rooster guy, and he knows them. Let's get their names and figure out who they are, and we can get them back in the future.
Yeah, they had a drink in there. He'll know them. All right, let's go and get a drink in the rooster. We need to calm down anyway.
Okay. You go to the rooster.
The King's Rooster, as they're called. The Red Rooster?
It's called... The Drunken Rooster. Yeah.
Drunken Rooster.
You head back to the Drunken Rooster.
We go and sit down, and then when we're all sat down, I go back to the bar and I say, shaking my head, like, long fucking night. It's fucking red coats, clean as all good. You guys, at least we've still got coin for drink. I order 6 drinks, and as he comes back with them, I'll say, don't suppose you recognized him?
Oh, yeah. Calpurnia? I'm sorry, Calpurnia? Of course it did.
Cal?
Calpurnia?
Oh, Cal. Fucking stupid name, but thanks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was Calpurnia and her little contingent. You know, the five of them running around.
Like, she's got the blonde hair and the blue armor and the rapier.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they all carry rapiers, but, you know, she's got that blue blouse. It's easy to spot her.
And you said her name's Calpurnia?
Calpurnia? Yep. Calpurnia the Kaiser, they call her.
She drinking here often?
No. No. Comes on in, flaunts herself, you know, makes fun of my customers from time to time.
How often she come in? Like once a week or?
She shrugs. You know, probably four times a month, maybe.
Thanks, Front. Three times a month? Head back to the bar. And I say, well, good news is that the bartender recognizes them. It's the same chick from the King's Cock. Calpurnia is the name. Or the Kaiser. Which is a weird name for a woman. But what are you going to do? Apparently, she drinks in here from time to time. Drops in once a week or something like that. So, we could just hang out here until she shows her face.
When we get our lair, we get her and we put her in our dungeon?
Fuck. That's a bit heavy.
And then we'd trade her, right?
Yeah, or we could just wait for her to show up here in the next few weeks and then we just kick the shit out of her and drag her into an alley, tie her up.
You don't want to do it here. She'll just run to the bridge and then she'll know we're after her. We want to do it somewhere where she can't get away to the bridge so quickly.
We want to wait 6 months, though, for the dwarves to finish building?
It doesn't have to be 6 months, but another bar, I'm sure she does this elsewhere, too. Go ask around.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not like they got much. Just our chainmail that we'll be able to get back in the future, which we're not going to really use.
Eraser puts his fist down. It's not about what they got. It's about the point. Of the
thank you, Eraser. Yeah.
I see. All right.
We don't want to let her think she got away with it. If we're going to do something, we need to do it sooner rather than later.
You know, guys, this is the problem with being Steel Team 6. It's a great team. There's six of us. But we can't have eyes everywhere all the time, you know? You don't have people on watch. We don't have scouts. We don't have an information gathering network. We got to walk around just the six of us and do... This is why all the real gangs have lots of little henchmen everywhere.
We need like a B team, maybe, when we've got our lair set up. Like a reserve bench, you know?
Didn't I see you talking to some ne'er-do-wells in Rusty's Hook one time? Hire them for some job?
Yeah, they wanted to work for us.
Yeah. Yeah, there's all sorts of little whippersnappers in Rusty's Hook like that.
We should start utilizing them more. We could start hiring them as information gatherers. They could do, like, slime hunting for us. Not catching the slimes, but at least finding them so we don't have to walk around the city ourselves. It's about time that we start delegating some of the labor. And we start using time on our side. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I'm on board.
I'm on board.
In the short term, though. Like, well, maybe we should pay some of the drunks in this tavern to come and get us at Martha's Rest if they see Calpurnia. They'll be in here all the time anyway. It would only take a few silver.
Are they going to get there? I mean, well...
If she's drinking, she's not going to...
Back so quickly. It sounds like she doesn't come here and drink a ton. It sounds like she came here, boasted for a few seconds, and fucked off.
Yeah, but lush who's hanging out here all the time, then this is the main thoroughfare, and Calpurnia comes down the main thoroughfare. Like, she doesn't have to stop in here. Just say you see her.
I know that she's here, yeah.
Yeah, like a little finder's fee. You get a gold every time you can report her back to us, something like that.
That's it, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so maybe there's some prostitutes on the street or some drunks in the taverns, some homeless people, if there are any. Like some people who are generally going to be hanging around in this area. And we can pay them some coin. A couple of gold, maybe.
Eraser thinks to himself, the innkeepers and the business owners need to keep their wits about. Don't want to get on the wrong side of the redcoats. Yeah. But the patrons, you know, we find the real drunkards of the town. Not the real drunkards, because the real drunkards will take the money and just, you know, lie for the extra coin. We want to find someone who's desperate enough that they can take money for this, but not so desperate that they're going to make up bullshit.
Well, don't forget, I mean, the drunks, they might be drunk, but if they want to keep getting paid, they're not going to want to give dodgy information.
Well, fuck it. We already know people who will do this. Let's just go hire the people at wherever we were drinking at.
Rusty's Hook?
Yeah, Rusty's Hook. We got the kids.
It's the other side of town. I mean, we could do that. And we did send these kids were around this area. So, yeah. I mean,
it's not a big deal. We just got to walk over there.
Helmet speaks up. Maybe interrupting everyone. What about
a helmet?
What about the grandmothers and the grandfathers who are retired and hanging out on the street playing poker games all the time? You know? They're always watching someone.
Playing dice, yeah.
They're just hanging out. They're retired. They can't do anything. But they just sit in the streets and keep an eye. And they got kids and grandkids, you know? Grandpa can send his little son over, grandson over, to tell us something. We send the grandson back with some gold.
That's a good idea. Helmet.
It's genius. The Wrinkly Bandits.
That's a great name.
I think this is a great plan. I think we should empower Helmet and Sierra to make this happen.
All right. Here in the Drunken Rooster, a plan is formulated. Sierra and Helmet are going to create a temporary information gathering network for as long as you're hanging out in this area. Mm. They'll meet up with some old folks. They'll, you know, offer them a little bit of money to show that it's real. Let them know what the deal is and let them know where you're staying. This means that you're kind of bound to a specific spot where people can find you with this info.
Or we could just say, because we need it to be timely, I suppose.
Right.
Or we could just say, like, let the barkeeper know, and we could just go in and check on it, even if we had to move.
Mm-hmm. Luther and Pigeon are going to go buy new weapons for everyone else that, you know, had weapons stolen. Meanwhile, Eraser, Percival, and Lemon are going to hang out in the spot waiting for information and kind of holding down the fort while everyone else goes off to do their other deeds. The two of you also have to be dispatched back to your estate to get more money, because, you know, it's going to be expensive to stay out here.
Yep.
All right. And I think this is where we're going to leave it for the day. Kind of a short session, but we've set ourselves up for what is to come.
All right. Yeah. Cool. Good times.
All right.
We wanted to get into it with the Redcoats, and we did.
Yeah. Now, before we fully go for the session, because we're just at the end here, you brought up a really interesting point earlier. Why the fuck do the Redcoats care anything about Carlo Vallejo? What is the connection?
Well, the only thing I can think of is he's been living in this area for a while, so he's friends with them. It's the only thing that makes sense.
He might have turned on the Demon Slayers. That's maybe my thing. And maybe, like, the place that we actually robbed was their place. Because they said, like, you don't want to mess with the people who we work for. And we're in the middle of the Red Coat section. So that's kind of where my mind goes.
The guy I recognized in the street, was he a Red Coat or was just some god?
No, he was one of the guards. You know how, like, the apartments over Vallejo, there's some sort of gang that had security for the area. And you had seen a couple of these guards before. They had been on the rooftop, and then they did that, like, patrol around the building and everything. You recognized him as one of those guards who you spotted but didn't end up fighting.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's more to it, clearly.
Yeah.
Any thoughts that you want to share, anyone? No?
I think what we've said are the two most likely. Either he's just friends with them because he's been in this area, or he was actively working for them, and that's why he's now staying here. Or was staying here.
Vallejo was working for Redcoats, you mean?
Yeah, like maybe he sold them out. He sold out the Demon Slayers at some point.
Right. Okay.
Because the necklace should have gotten passed down, if you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but he's kept it to himself, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Ooh, I'll be keen to get that back then, in that case.
Yeah, maybe they don't give a fuck about him. That's something we should figure out now. If the Demon Slayers actually like or dislike Carlos Vallejo. Because if they dislike him, and there's a bounty out on his head, we could maybe claim it.
Fuck yeah. I mean, we've got his sigil.
Okay. Anything else any other seeds that you want to plant or questions that you want to bring up since we're for going discussion. Back,
I'm going to get the kids at Rusty's Hook. I'm just going to pay them money to go and find us an ooze. Not just to, but you know, find the locate area so that we can go grab it.
We know where the skeletons are, so we just need to find an ooze.
Great.
Yep. I was kind of looking forward to a sewer adventure.
But we can still get that.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get the adventure. They're just going to go find where it is.
When we come back next time, depending on how much time you're comfortable skipping, if there's a news in town, the people in Rusty's Hook will find it for you. And if we're, you know, if we can skip a couple weeks or a month or however long the dice tell us it takes them to find it, it can be done. And then we'll see what the various threads weave when we come back for Heartless Heroes next time. Bye-bye.